ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्तमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम शन्नो मित्रशं वरुणः शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि ऋतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामवतु तद्वक्तारमवतु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ओम् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो नाउ वी आर सीइंग दि थर्ड अनुवाकः संहितोपासनम् वी हैव ऑलरेडी सीन दि मीनिंग ऑफ दि words of the original text. We know this chapter section presents the meditation upon the samhitaha, the four factors related to the combination of letters in terms of purva rupam, uttara rupam, sandhihi, sandhanam. We know this very well. I was seeing Shankara Bhagavata's commentary on that. As I said, there is no exhaustive commentary upon this section. Whatever he says, we will see the meaning here. We saw the Bhashyam in page number 102 yesterday. Which means where we saw the meaning of the first two prayers, where the Shishya prays is praying for fame and brilliance. And there we saw the student is praying, not the teacher, but the student, even though he is praying for brilliance and fame for both the teacher and the student. Which is teacher's student's wish. And some commentators write, why does the student is praying for fame and Brahma vachas of the teacher? The teacher does not require them. It said, if the teacher becomes famous, well known, the teacher becomes also, teacher also is known for his brilliance, facial brilliance, then that will add to the credit of the student that he will be known later on as a disciple of such a great, well-known teacher. This is what some commentators write this. Okay, now we are going on to page number 104 of Pujya Swamiji's book. What is said? In this sentence, what does Shankaracharya do? Swamiji himself has mentioned there, Bhashyakaraha, the commentator Adi Shankara, here defends his statement that this is a prayer by the Shishya. Okay, the only prayer, but who is doing the prayer is not mentioned explicitly in the mantra. Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada writes his commentary. In his commentary, he mentions that the prayer is done by the student for both teacher and the student, not by the teacher. So mantra does not say explicitly, but Shankaracharya in his commentary makes it very clear. For which Shankaracharya says why he wrote that meaning. Why does he say only the student is praying for the fame and brilliance of the teacher and the student, not the teacher? The reason he gives. Sishyasya hi akritarthatvat prarthana upapadyate. Sishyasya hi akritarthatvat prarthana upapadyate na acharyasya kritarthatvat. Kritartohi acharyo nama bhavati. Gives a reason. Sishyasya prarthana upapadyate. Upapadyate means it is tenable, it is possible. இயலும். வாட் இஸ் பாசிபிள், வாட் இஸ் டெனபிள், தி பிரார்த்தனா உபபத்தியதே. Prayer is possible. Prarthana upapadyate. Prarthano upapadyate. Prayer is possible for this student. It is possible for the student to have the prayer. Shishyasya prarthana upapadyate. Why it is possible, it is tenable for the student to have the prayer? Because akritarthatvat. The reason is given. Panchami akritarthatvat. Akritarthatvat means what? Due to his having the status of being the non-accomplisher is the exact translation of the word. Due to the student's status of being the non-accomplisher, which means the student is still akritarthah. Please make a note, very important expression this is. Vedanta should know this. Arthaha means goal. Arthaha, that which is sought after, is called arthaha. It can be moksha arthaha, dharma arthaha, kama arthaha, or artha arthaha. So here the word arthaha literally means ultimate end. Therefore, krithaha arthaha yena. The word krita should be taken as a participle meaning accomplished, achieved. Krithaha arthaha yena saha krita arthaha. The person by whom the goal has been already accomplished, achieved, he is said to be krita arthaha. And the teacher is krita arthaha. The teacher is supposed to be already a person of accomplishment. He must have already accomplished the goal in terms of jnanam. So, krithaha arthaha yena saha krithartha. Whereas, the sishyaha, the disciple, is akritartha. He has not yet accomplished his end. Therefore, he has the status of being the non-accomplisher, non-achiever. Therefore, it's called akritarthatvam. Kritarthatvam, akritarthatvam. So student is akritarthaha. Therefore, this prayer is possible, appropriate on the part of the student. Sishyasya, sishyaha akritarthaha. Tasya akritarthatvat, prarthana upapadyate. Prayer is possible. Na acharyasya. Acharyasya na upapadyate. It is not possible for this teacher to have this prayer. It is not possible of the teacher to have this prayer. Why? Because already accomplished person, kritarthatvat, due to the teacher's status of being accomplished, the prayer is not relevant for the teacher. Okay, Guruhu Kritartha, Sishyaha Akritartha. Therefore, who needs the grace, who needs to have fame, who needs to have Brahma virtues? The one who has yet to accomplish. Okay, the accomplishment not only as in terms of attainment of jnanam, even after the attainment of jnanam, the student has to pay his debts back to the rishis. Something called Rishi Runam. Every student, one after study finished his studies, is supposed to pay his debts back to the rishis and parampara. It's called Rishi Runam. Why? How can he pay his debts back to rishis and parampara? Only by sharing his knowledge, what he has understood clearly, to other people. By sharing with other people. Again, sharing the knowledge for other people is for two purposes. One is for the preservation of the teaching for the future generation. Also for helping others to learn. The two purposes. The teaching has to be preserved for few people of future generation. So, and all the dharmas have to be perpetuation of dharma. For the perpetuation of the lineage of teachers and for the preservation of the shastram, for future generation. This teaching has to be done. He has to share after he finishes his learning everything, for which he must be able to get students from all over the world. For that, he must be well known. He has that attractive personality plus also Brahma virtues plus fame. Therefore, the teacher is already accomplished person in every all respects. Therefore, teacher is guruhu kritartha, sishaha akritartha. Therefore, the prayer is appropriate on the part of the student. Kritartho hi acharyo nama bhavati. The teacher, acharyaha, swayam acharati anyana achare sthapayati iti acharyaha. The one who lives the teaching, who makes others live the teaching, such a great teacher, who is already a person of accomplishment, for him, that is what is acharya is already accomplished. Akritartha means accomplisher. One by whom the end has been already accomplished. Okay, beautiful. Now, Bhashyakara explains further. Now he continues his commentary upon the further mantras. Atha means what? Atha is an indeclinable word which means then, thereafter. Adarku pirahu, atha. So where is it now? What is the meaning Shankaracharya gives? Anantaram. Atha is the original word in the text. Shankara's meaning is anantaram, thereafter. Shankaracharya now reminds us what has been already studied before. See, when Shankaracharya writes his commentary, in every chapter, you must note this. In every chapter, he begins his commentary. He always presents the connection between what was discussed previously in the previous chapter and what is going to be discussed in the present chapter. He always presents the connection between what has been learned before, what is going to be discussed now. Why? This connection, whenever he writes the connection, that one line also is called Sambandha Bhashyam. Sambandha Bhashyam means the commentary in which he presents the connection between what has been said before, what is going to be said now. It is called a reviewing or revising what has been done before in order to be able to connect to what is being said here. And it is the methodology also. What is the methodology? Simhavalokana Nyayaha. Simhavalokana Nyayaha stands for what? Always reviewing what has been said before to connect it with what is going to be said now. Simhavalokana Nyaya is followed in teaching. So Shankara Bhagavatpada, when he writes commentary upon any new section, he always mentions at least one line of the about what has been said, studied before. So he says, Anantaram. Now you will be noticing this in every, you can make a note of it in every chapter. Adhyayana Lakshana Vidhanasya Purva Vrittasya Anantaram. It means, there is a Adhyayana Lakshanam. Adhyayana Lakshanam means the method of learning. Adhyayana Lakshanam means the method of learning. For the word Lakshanam, he also gives the word Vidhanam. Adhyayana Vidhanam. Adhyayana Lakshanam. Means the proper method of learning, studying the Vedic chanting. The proper way of, method of learning the Vedic chanting has been discussed in the previous chapter. How? It was not exactly Vedic chanting was not mentioned, but all the six aspects associated with the science of pronunciation, science of phonetics, related in terms of what? Varnaha, Swaraha, Matra, Balam, Sama, Santanaha. These six aspects which are connected to the science of phonetics, the subject matter has been discussed in the previous chapter. Okay, ataha, therefore, yataha, atyartham grantha bhavita buddhihi shakyate, sahasa. So what he says, now, you know, the student has already been, he knows this method of learning. They have been discussed in the previous chapter. And the student is capable of, student is always given to the study of the Veda mantras in Vedic period. Okay. During the Vedic period, the students have been learning Veda mantras. Therefore, they have Grantha Bhavita Buddhi. Grantha Bhavita Buddhi means always having now Sarvesham Jananam Corona Bhavita Buddhi Asti. What does it mean? Corona Bhavita Buddhi means the only subject matter which fills the mind always is what? That the mind which is always thinking of something is called what? Corona Bhavita Buddhi. Now food Bhavita Buddhi. Some people who forget food, eating food, they forget hunger. Some people are like that. Computer Bhavita Buddhi. New Apple Bhavita Buddhi. You know whom am I mentioning? You all know that. Okay. So like that, Bhavita Buddhi. So the student here has Grantha Bhavita Buddhi. The student of Vedic times, his mind is always in Veda mantras, 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 especially as a brahmachari. He does not know anything other than the Veda mantras. Therefore, Grantha Bhavita Buddhi. He has a textual mind. All the time, Grantha means the text. Veda mantras, Vedic text always is in his mind. The mind filled with Veda mantras. Buddhi. Okay. Pacha mind na shakyate. As the student is very much given to the study of the words of the Veda, he is only given to the practice of learning the Veda mantras. So he has a Grantha Bhavita Buddhi. Pacha person na shakyate. It is not possible. What is not possible for the student? He says, Arthajnana Vishaye Avatarayitum. Avatarayitum. In order to make himself enter. In order to make himself enter into the study of the meaning of the words. This it is not possible for the student. He has been learning only chanting, 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 recitation of the mantras. So Veda Adhyayana means learning only the mantras correctly, properly, and then memorizing the mantras. So his mind is only given to what? Grantha Bhavita. His mind is totally engrossed in memorizing the words of the Veda Shastram. So Grantha Bhavita, he has the text. His mind is given to only the memorizing the text. Therefore, it is not possible for him suddenly to take shift the mind from learning the words to learn the meaning of the words. Artha Jnana Vishaye Avatarayitum Itaha Avatarayitum Na Shakyate. It is not possible for this student to make his mind involve, enter into the understanding of the meaning of the words suddenly, sahasa, suddenly, immediately. Vedathin surukkalai payindra manavanukku, surukkalileye aazhndirukkindra manadai udayavanukku, adilirundhu porulai purundhukollumbadi, purundhukolvadharku udane manadai eduthu selvadharku iyaladhu. Ataha, therefore, samhitayaha upanishadam, samhitavishayam darshanam. Therefore, meditation upon samhitas is prescribed here. Shankaracharya makes it very clear the purpose of discussing the topic of meditation here. Why should we introduce the topic of meditation? Why should we not go straight away to Hatyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma? Why? Because the student has a Grantha Bhavita Buddhi. It is na shakyate. It is not possible for him suddenly to make his mind enter into the understanding of the meaning of the words. It needs some time. So gradually he has to be taken there from words to meaning of the words. He must be taken gradually. This is why Shruti is called Mata. I'll be mentioning many, many contexts why Shruti is called Mata. How careful. Suddenly if he is given the meaning of words, he will not be able to digest them. He needs some preparation for that. Therefore, Grantha Shishyaha Atyartam Grantha Bhavita Buddhi Shishyasya Ataha Sahasayeva Artajnana Vishaye. Artajnana Vishayaha means what? Understand the meaning of the subject matter. Understand the meaning of the words of the Veda is not possible for him. Therefore, Samhitayaha Upanishadam means Samhita Vishayam Darshanam. The word Darshanam means Upanishad, Upasanam only. Meditation is also meant by another word, Darshanam. Be careful. The word Darshanam means vision. The word Darshanam here used in the sense of meditation. Therefore, Samhita Upasanam is introduced here. Next. Grantha Sannikrishtameva Vyakhyasyamaha. No, Grantha Sannikrishtam. Grantha Sannikrishtam Yeva Vyakhyasyamaha. Okay. So here, Sannikrishta, Grantha, we always understood Grantha Bhavita Buddhi. Now we are understanding Grantha Sannikrishta Yeva Vyakhyasyamaha. Sannikrishta means associated with the Grantham. Very, very closely associated, related to, closely connected to the text. It's called Grantha Sannikrishta. And here, it is easy for such a student who has the Grantha Bhavita Buddhi to dwell upon the factors, the Samhita, the factors associated with the Samhita, the combination of letters. To meditate upon them, it is possible for him. Because for him, he knows the mantras. He is only in mantras. It is easy for him to relate to any word, any preceding letter, following letter, the gap, sandhanam, easy. Therefore, it very closely associated with the text is Grantha Sannikrishta. That itself now, we will take here for meditation as an alambanam. That is the meaning. How panchasu adhikaraneshu. Adhikaraneshu, Shankara says, ashrayesu. Ashraya means, though ashraya literally means locus location. Ashraya means locus location. But here you must take as the objects associated with, related to five fields. Objects of meditation here, which are going to be invoked upon these four aspects of Samhita are related to the five different fields, five different topics. So, Jnana Vishayeshu Ityartaha. Jnana Vishayaha means objects of meditation. Make a note. The word jnanam should not be taken as knowledge here. It's a meditation. Jnana Vishayaha means object of knowledge. Jnana Vishayaha also means object of meditation. In this context, object of meditation. So, panchasu adhikaraneshu means panchasu ashrayeshu. Ashrayeshu means jnana vishayeshu. Jnana vishayeshu means objects of meditation. So these four factors related to Samhita, the combination of way, the combination of letters will be taken as alambanam symbols in order to invoke upon them the objects of meditation related to 5 different fields. Homework, page number 106, 107, 108. Okay, now I'm going to see what his commentary there. Kani tani iti iti ata aha. Kani tani. He's asking the question. Kani tani. What are those adhikaranani? What are those object adhikaranani should be taken as what? Jnana vishaya. Objects of meditation. Upasana vishayaha. Kani tani adhikaranani. What are those 5 fields of objects of meditation? Kani tani avehil yavai. தியானிக்கப்படுகின்ற விஷயங்கள் யாவை? ஓகே, இதி அத ஆஹ அத தேர்ஃபோர் நவ் ஹி செட் அதிலோகம். நவ் ஹி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கமெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் த வேர்ட் அதிலோகம். ஆர் யூ ஆல் வித் மீ லிசனிங்? ஓகே, அதிலோகம். அதிலோகம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சங்கராச்சாரிய ரைட்ஸ், லோகேஷு அதி யத் தர்சனம் தத் அதிலோகம். வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல். Lokeshu adhi means pertaining to the worlds. Yad darshanam, that meditation which is pertaining to that meditation. Darshanam means meditation. That meditation in which objects related to the world are invoked upon, invoked, meditated upon, that meditation is called what? Adhiloka upasanam. I'm adding the word adhiloka samhitopasanam. Shankaracharya stops as adhilokam. We must make it adhiloka samhitopasanam. So samhita upasanam, in which the objects pertaining to the world, related to the world, are invoked upon samhitas, the Vedic combination of letters. Next, tatha adhijyautisham. Adhij, very simple subject matter only. We can go fast, then we'll see. Tatha adhijyotisham, tatha, in the same way. So also adhijyotisham, there are objects related to luminaries which are going to be invoked upon the same 4 factors related to samhita. Adhijyotisham, adhividyam, same way adhividyam, same way adhiprajam, same way adhyatmam iti. This I explained already yesterday. So Shankaracharya himself does not take much time to write exhaustive bhashyam on these topics. He just mentions, now you know what is samhitopasanam, adhiloka samhitopasanam, adhijyotisha samhitopasanam, adhividya samhitopasanam, adhi Praja Samhita Upasanam, then Adhyatma Samhita Upasanam. Okay. Now, page 109. Taha Yetaha Panchavishayaha Upanishadaha Lokadi Mahavastu Vishayatvat Samhita Vishayatvacha Mahatyaschataha Samhitascha மகாசம்ஹிதாஹ இதி ஆசக்ஷதே கதயந்தி வேதவிதஹ. டோன்ட் வரி, பி பேஷண்ட் டு லிசன். ஓகே, நவ் தாஹ மீன்ஸ் தோஸ், ஏதாஹ தீஸ், வாட் தோஸ் அண்ட் தீஸ், பஞ்ச விஷயாஹ உபநிஷதஹ. பஞ்ச விஷ உபநிஷதஹ, ப்ளீஸ் ரிமெம்பர், the word Upanishad means Brahma Vidya, which you all know very well. But here the word Upanishad is also used to mean meditation. Then Upanishadaha in this context mean meditations. Upanishad, meditation. Upanishadaha, meditations. Okay. These meditations. Okay. Yetaha meditations, What meditations? Pancha Vishayaha. Pancha Vishayaha means the meditations involving objects of five fields. Pancha Vishayaha means what? These five meditations involving objects of five fields. Pancha Vishayaha. These meditations involving objects of five fields, five different fields. What are they? Lokadi. Lokadi. No? Such as worlds, world-related objects, luminary-related objects, education-related objects, progeny-related objects, then individual-related objects. Adi Shabda should be understood that way. Loka Adi Ulaham Mudaliya Mahavastu Vishayatvat. Mahavastu. Mahavastu, they are all great objects. So, great things. The great things, big things, the devatas are the taken to be the objects of meditations. These meditations have these meditations of objects of five different fields have five different fields have great objects. These meditations have objects of five different fields. And they are great objects, such as objects related to the world, luminaries, etc. And those objects, these meditations, not only they have great objects related to five different fields, these meditations also involve the samhitas, the Vedic combination of letters. And those letters also, those, the four factors related to the Samhita also are great Samhitas. Four factors related to the combination of letters are said to be great Samhitas. Mahatyascha. Therefore, they are said to be Taha Samhitascha Mahasamhitaha. They are said to be great samhitas. Taha maha samhitaha. They are great samhitas. Tas enru. Achakshate. Achakshate means what? Achashte. Achakshate. Achashne. Achakshate. Achashte. Achashtate. Achakshate. Achakshate is a plural verb. Say. Who say? Kathayanti Vedavidaha. The people who know the Veda, okay, Veda Vidaha means people who have profound knowledge of the Veda, they say these Samhitas are great Samhitas because these four Vedic, the four factors related to the combination of letters belong to Veda Shastram. Therefore, they are great. Not only that, they are great because upon those factors, objects of five fields that invoke, they're also great objects. Therefore, they are known as Mahasamhitaha. Okay. Homework. Page number 109. Athadhilokam. Now, all the meditations are given here. Athadhilokam. Prithivi purva ropam dyauruttara ropam akasha sandhihi vayusandhanam. You already seen the mantra meaning yesterday. Okay? So page number 111. Atha tasam yatha upanyastana madhye adilokam darshanam uchyate darshana krama vivakshartho atha shabda sarvatra. Now he says, after every time this atha, atha, atha comes. Atha di lokam, atha di jyotisham, atha di vidyam. Like everywhere atha comes. Shankaracharya first comments upon that word atha. Why atha is used? Atha is used to tell us that we should not change the order. Prabhuji may ask, is it okay for me to first practice meditation upon, meditate upon the Adiloka? Now, first I do Adijyotisha, then I go to Adiloka. No, it is not possible. Before even we want to ask, Shankaracharya says, anyway, we are not going to practice this meditation. But he says, Atha Shabdaha, Atha, what is it? Tasam, Yatha Upanyastana Madhye, among those of those meditations which have been already instructed here, Adilokam Darshanam Uchyate. First, Adilokam is taken for discussion. Darshanakram, what is the Atha for? Atha is for, second line he says, Atha is for Darshanakrama Vakshartaha. The word Atha is mentioned with the intention of making it clear the order to be followed in meditation. Darshana Kramaha means order to be followed in meditation. Dhyanikindra Murai Patri Kuripadvada Atha Engindra Sol. But as the order should not be changed, first Adiloka Upasanam, then Adijyotisha Upasanam, then Adividya Upasanam, then Adipraja Upasanam, then Adhyatma Upasanam. Is it clear? The order should not be changed. That is what is meant by the expression Atha. Okay. Now, nice to know all these things. What is Prithivi Purvarupam? Here, the mantra is going to be, people are just disappearing. People are not showing the mantra. Okay. So, Prithivi Purvarupam. Purvaha Varnaha Purvarupam. What is Purvaha Varnaha? As I already told you yesterday, Ishetva. Example given in the Shastram is Ishetva. If you take the Ishetva, if you take two words, Ishe and Tva. I told you there the plant is addressed, O Ishe, Tvam, you. That's the meaning. Anyway, and take the Ekara. A of the Ishe and Takara of the Tva. A is the Purvavarnaha, preceding letter, which is called Purva Rupam. I have already explained to you, now I am reading your Shankara's commentary. So A is the preceding letter, which is the Purva Rupam. Takara is the Uttara Rupam, which is the, okay, Purvaha Varnaha Purva Rupam. Then, Samhitayaha Purvavarne Prithivi Drishtihi Kartavyayetyuktam Bhavati. So Purvavarne, preceding letter, Prithivi Drishtihi, seeing the Prithivi. So Prithivi must be invoked upon the preceding letter. What is the, now first remember only first meditation we are taking. What meditation? Adhiloka Samhita Upasanam. Now forget about everything else. Only Adhiloka Samhita Upasanam must be in your mind. And what are the four factors of Samhita? Ekaraha in Ishe, which is the preceding letter. And this is Purvavarnaha Purvarupam. In that Purvavarna Purvavarne Prithivi Drishtihi Kartavya. Prithivi Drishtihi means what? Seeing the Prithivi must be done upon this letter A, first letter, preceding letter. It means Prithivi is the Devata, should be invoked upon the preceding letter. Okay. What is the Alambanam? What is the object of meditation? Must be very clear now. Ekaraha, the preceding letter is the Alambanam. Prithivi is the Devata invoked upon it. Endu sollappattadaga aagirathu iti uktam bhavati. Next. Tatha Dyauhu Uttara Rupam. Now Dyauhu, heaven, must be invoked upon the following letter, the posterior letter, the Uttara Rupam. Akashaha. What is Akashaha? He says Antariksha Lokaha. Akashaha literally means space. Shankaracharya writes Antariksha Lokaha. The intermediary space must be invoked upon, does not say everything. Sandhihi. Sandhihi, the conjunction, junction between the preceding letter and the following letter is called Sandhihi, and that itself should be taken as what? One as factor. Upon that, what should be invoked? Intermediary space. Sandhihi. What is Sandhihi? He explains Madhyam. Madhyam means what? Middle. Middle of what? Purva Uttara Rupayoho Madhyam. Munnukkum Pinnukkum Irikki. Idaile Irikkindra Idaiveli. Purva Uttara Rupayoho Madhyam. Sandhihi. What is Sandhihi? Sandhihi is the junction in between the preceding and the following letter. Purva Rupam Uttara Rupam. Preceding form, following form. In between there's a sandhihi. Purva Uttara Rupayoho Madhyam Sandhihi. What is Sandhihi? Shankaracharya says, Purva Uttara Rupayoho Madhyam. Purva Uttara Gunasandhi. You must remember, Purva Uttara Rupayoho, Purva Uttara Rupayoho Madhyam Sandhihi. What should be invoked upon Sandhi? Akashaha. What is Akashaha? Antariksha Lokaha. So intermediary space must be invoked upon Sandhihi, obtaining between preceding and the following forms. Now, Sandhiyate Asmin Purvottara Rupe Iti Vayuhu Sandhanam. Okay. Sandhiyate. Sandhiyate means is met. What is met? Asmin Purvottara Rupe. Purvottara Rupe is what now? Preceding and the following, succeeding. So there is a meeting point. Okay, there comes link. Sandhiyate means is connected, is joined, is united, is met. So, Vayu Devata is the link. There's a link letter comes, Takara, isn't it? Sandhanam. So, Vayu Devata is to be invoked upon the link letter. So, what is that? One more Takara, I said. Ishe. Twa Sandhihi, then one more Takara comes there. That Takara, which comes there newly, that Takara is the link letter. So air is the link that should be invoked upon the link letter, the newly inserted letter. Sandhiyate iti Sandhanam. Vayuhu Sandhanam. Vayu should be invoked upon Sandhanam. See, here it is not given very clearly. I yesterday explained to you very clearly. What is Sandhanam? One more letter which is going to be newly inserted. That's called Sandhanam. Isn't it? Vayuhu. In this manner, the Upasana with reference to the world has been revealed, discussed, or mentioned. Iti Adilokam Darshanam Uktam. This is how meditation upon the worlds has been mentioned. So invoking the four factors related to the world upon four samhitas, combinations of letters, four factors related to samhita. Okay. Next. Page number 114. Atha dijyotishamityadi samanam. Now see, Shankaracharya is very smart. Of course, he is very great, highly smart. He does not want to waste his time repeating the same thing. Atha adijyotisham ityadi samanam. Same way, exactly what you did before. Now you have to take a homework for you. You must see Swamiji's Bhashyam, translation. Take the Upasana number 2. Please write that, write, make a note now. Adiloka Upasanam. You must write what should be, which Devata should be invoked upon which letter. You must write. Then Adi Jyotisha Samhita Upasanam. What are the 4 Devatas related to luminaries? Where are they invoked? Then Adividya Samhita Upasanam. Then homework. Please do homework. Okay. Then Adipraja Samhita Upasanam. Then finally Adhyatma Samhita Upasanam. You have to write each separately. Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi, Sandhanam. Which Devatas are invoked upon? Which Devata is invoked upon which Samhita aspect? You must do homework on your own. Page number 105 for you. Page number 116. I'm very eagerly waiting to enter into the next section. Itima, page number 116. Itima ityuktaha upapradarshyante. You break it. Iti imaha means what? That's the original text. Iti ma maha sagumhitaha. And again, Sankaracharya comments upon that. Iti imaha. Iti uktaha. Imaha means these. Thus enumerated. Upa pradarshayante. Iti imaha means what? These iti imaha nothing. It means what has been from the beginning enumerated. That what it says. Next. Yah kaschid. Yaha kaha chit. Yah kaschid. Whoever. Yaha the one who, he who. Yah kaschid. Whoever. Yevam. In this manner. Yetaha mahasagumhitaha vyakhyataha veda. Whoever practices meditation upon these mahasamhitas as enumerated here, veda is means what? Upaste. Veda means meditates. What is the meaning? Upaste meditates. Please make a note. The word veda means meditates. It also means knows. There's 2 meanings. Veda means meditates. Veda means knows also. Okay. Actually, Veda actually means knows. It's also used in the sense of meditation. So, Shankaracharya specifically writes the meaning upaste. Upaste is the meaning of the word Veda. What does it mean? Meditates. Yah kaschit. Doesn't matter who it is. Yah kaschit. Whoever. Evam, in this manner, yetaha mahasamhitaha vyakhyataha. These mahasamhitas means, meant for these meditations having mahasamhitas as symbols. Whoever practices these meditations involving mahasamhitas, that person, okay, Veda iti. Upasanam syat vidhana adhikarat. Vidhana adhikarat means vijnana adhikarat. So Shankaracharya next explains. Okay. When whoever meditates, he will be blessed with progeny, etc. The result is not mentioned here. He just comments upon this expression, that's all. So Veda means what? Veda iti upasanam syat. Shankaracharya explains, why do you take the word Veda as meditates instead of taking it as knowledge knows? Shankaracharya writes the commentary. What does he write? The word Veda should mean only knows, knowledge. Instead of taking it as knows, why should we take it as meditates? Because this Upanishad, this Upasanam is ultimately is supposed to prepare the mind for Jnanam. Therefore, Upasanam is also, the word Jnanam also is used for meditation. And Veda is taken to be Upaste. No, the word which means knows is taken to be meditates. Are you all following? Hope I'm not confusing you. I'm very fast today. Is it all right? Vijnana Adhikarat. And second thing, the word Veda literally means knows, but the word Veda is used in the chapter where meditation is discussed. Therefore also, it should be taken as meditates. Next. Iti prachina yogyopasvaiti vachanat. Actually, Shankaracharya quotes a statement from same Taittiriya Upanishad, which is going to come in the sixth section. Don't worry about it. There, the student is addressed. He said, hey, prachina yogya, or disciple prachina yogya, upasva, may you meditate. It is mentioned there. Therefore, in the Upasana section, in the section where the subject matter is meditation, not jnanam, knowledge, there the word Veda is taken to be meditation. Meditates, not as knows. Is it clear? See, clean every small detail. He does not leave anything. What should be the meaning I take for the word Veda? Meditates or knows? No. Take it as meditates. Why? Vijnana Adhikara. Because it comes in the context of, used in the context of meditation. Not only that, meditation is a preparatory discipline for jnanam. Therefore, the word Veda means meditates in this context. It does not mean knows. Okay. Only the quotation he gives, don't worry, okay? Shankaracharya, whenever he explains something, he says his explanation, his commentary is based on what is said already in the Veda somewhere or the other. He does not want to say, I am saying this. Whenever he comments, when he writes a commentary, he explains things, he interprets, and he wants to show the students, see, my interpretation, my exposition, my explanation, my commentary is based definitely on 100% what has been already said in the Veda. It is not my own story. Therefore, he gives in between Shruti quotations. Okay. Now, page number 117, homework 118. Now, you'll be very happy to know, Shankaracharya very briefly gives a definition of meditation, an important line. Make a note. In page number 118, Shankaracharya presents a very brief definition of meditation. What is meditation? He says, Upasanam cha yatha shastram tulya pratyaya santatihi akirna cha atat pratyayaihi shastroktalambana visaya cha. I'm going to break this sentence. Okay? It become very clean and clear for you. Okay. Okay, see the first word upasanam. Upasanam means what? Meditation. What is meditation? He says, santatihi. Santatihi. Santatihi means continuity. Santatihi literally means continuity. But here we should take it as continuous flow. Unobstructed continuous flow is called santatihi. Santatihi means unbroken lineage. Here, unbroken, unobstructed, continuous flow is called santatihi. Okay. Unobstructed, continuous flow of what? Santatihi of what? Pratyayanam santatihi. Pratyaya. Pratyayaha means thought. Pratyayaha means thought. After I teach you, if you go back and read every word of Sanskrit, it will be very clear. If you have doubts, you can come back and ask me also. Pratyaya, pratyayaha means vrittihi. Pratyayaha means vrittihi. Vrittihi is a strilinga shabdaha. Pratyayaha means masculine gender word, pullinga shabdaha. So pratyayanam santatihi, pratyaya santatihi. So constant, continuous, unobstructed, unbroken flow of thoughts is called pratyaya santatihi. Okay, what should be the object of those thoughts? Now all of us have what? Pratyaya santatihi, corona pratyaya santatihi. Corona vishaya pratyaya santatihi. No, here yathashastram. So tulya pratyaya santatihi. Upasanam is equal to tulya pratyaya santatihi, constant, continuous, unbroken, unobstructed flow of similar thoughts. Thoughts of same objects. Tulyam means similar. Ure madriyana ennangal. Tulya pratyaya santatihi. Their meditation is nothing but entertaining, constant, continuous, unobstructed, unbroken flow of similar thoughts having similar same object. And that object must be what? Yathashastram. The object of thought must be in keeping with the teaching, Shastra teaching. Words of the Shastram. Yatha Shastra means object in keeping with and associated with the Shastram. There must be constant flow of thoughts. The thoughts must entertain, there must be similar thoughts. The object of thought must be this one and the same object. The thoughts change, but object is the same. And that object, one and the same object, must be the subject matter associated with the Shastram. Only that is Upasanam. So mainly what? Hiranyagarbha or Ishvara. Sagunam Brahma. Okay. Now, one more word we have now. So you got the complete word. Yatha Shastram Tulya Pratya Santatihi. You got the meaning of that sentence now. So constant, continuous, unbroken, unobstructed flow of similar thoughts of the same subject associated, related to only the subject matter of the Shastram. Fine. Then Asankirna. Asankirna. The word Sankirna, Asankirna. We have two words. Asankirna is opposite of Sankirna. Asankirna means unmixed. Undisturbed, undistracted. Sankirna means mixed, disturbed, distracted. Asankirna means undisturbed, undistracted, unmixed. So there must be constant, continuous, unbroken, unbroken flow of similar thoughts of the same, on the same object of Shastram, undisturbed, undistracted, unmixed by Atat Pratyayaha. Tat Pratyayaha means subject matter, same thoughts. Atat Pratyayaha means dissimilar thoughts. Tat Pratyayaha means same thoughts, similar thoughts. Atat Pratyayaha means dissimilar thoughts. The one cha comes, which means and. And those thoughts which have these Shastra related object also having invoked upon the Shastra recommended symbol. Object of thought also must be subject matter of the related to subject matter of the Shastram. Alambanam symbol also must be Shastra recommended symbol. Shastrokta Alambana Vishaya. Shastrokta Alambana Vishaya means the object for which the Alambanam, the symbol also is recommended by the Shastram. Now you can understand what is meditation. Vedikas do not accept any of these whatever new meditation people practice. No. It's a clean, beautiful definition. What is definition now? You can say, what is Upasanam? You can remove the chas and we can make a complete sentence. Yatha Shastram Tulya Pratyaya Santatihi Akirna. You can say Atat Pratyayahi, Atat Pratyayahi, Asankirna, Shastrokta Alambana Vishaya, Tulya Pratyas, Yata Shastram, Tulya Pratyas, Antatihi, Upasanam. You want to write correctly? You can put this marks like this. This is the correct way of writing it. Okay, I'm not correcting Shankaracharya's order. How we should understand easily in our language? Atat Pratyayahi Asankirna, Kama. Asat Pratyayahi Asankirna. Shastra, Shastrokta Alambana Vishaya. Yatha Shastram Tulya Pratyaya Santatihi Upasanam. Got it? So meditation is that, meditation is nothing but entertaining constant, continuous, unobstructed, unbroken flow of similar thoughts related to the subject matter of the Shastram. Undisturbed, undistracted, unmixed by the dissimilar thoughts involving Shastra recommended symbol. the locus. Locus means alambanam, recommended by Shastram, the symbol. So what is, I said the same thing before. Okay, this another place, the meditation, the same meditation, the same thing is put differently. How? Vijatiya Vishaya Pratyaya Anantarita Sajatiya Pratyaya Pravahaha. Do you remember that now, which I told you already? Vijatiya Vishaya Pratyaya Anantarita Sajatiya Pratyaya Pravahaha. Constant continuous flow of thoughts of similar thoughts of same object, to the exclusion of the thoughts related to dissimilar thoughts. The exclusion of dissimilar thoughts associated with different objects. Do you remember this? I gave you in the very first class opening section, I gave you. Same meaning, but different words. What I gave you also, not my own words, Shastra words only, somewhere in different context, this is how it is said. Okay, now homework. You have to memorize the definition of meditation. This is homework for you. Page number 118, what is given? It'd be nice for you to meditate, memorize the definition of meditation given in Taittiriya Upanishad, not by me, Pooja, great Shankaracharya Shankara Bhagavatpada. Okay. I'm glad we'll be finishing it soon. So next class can start the fourth section, which I love to start. Okay. Fourth, page number 119. Prasiddhaschopasana shabdartha loke. Prasiddha cha upasana shabdartha loke. He says, the word upasanam, is very well known in this world. Which means quite often, everywhere, casually used expression, not now, once upon a time in Vedic period in India, this must have been very common word. How we got any, everybody must have been used this expression very commonly. What prasiddha means very well known. What is well known? Upasana shabdartha prasiddha cha. The cha he adds because he continues his discussion from the previous sentence. Never cha. And prasiddha, very well known, very popular. What is prasiddham? What is well known? What is popular? Upasana shabdartha. The meaning of the word upasanam, where loke kutra asmin loke upasana shabdartha prasiddha. Very well known here. How, in what form, how is it heard? Gurum upaste, rajanam upaste iti. See, this word upasanam is very well known in terms of gurum upaste. One person serves his teacher. Another person serves the king. Which means, Swamiji is going to, Shankaracharya is going to say something very important lesson. Make a note. What is meditation? We all have wrong understanding. This is a very important lesson here. 119. Make a note. Guru upaste. Upaste means meditates. But the word upaste, meditates, is used in the sense of service. Guru upaste means a student. Sishyaha guru upaste. The student serves his teacher. Rajanam upaste. The servant serves the king. Iti. So, the word upasanam, meditation, is used in the sense of service, and that very well known, very popularly, very well known, that the word meditation is used in the sense of service. So, where the verb upaste should mean meditates, it means serves. Therefore, what is the important lesson? Make a note. Yohi gurvadin santatam upacharati saha upaste ityuchyate. So yaha, yohi, yaha, who, the person who, Yaha means he who, the one who, he indeed, Guru Adin, Santatam Upacharati. Upacharati means serves. Santatam Upacharati means always serves. The person who indeed serves always Guru, etc. Some disciple serves a guru. The servant serves a king. Mother looks after her baby. I'm adding, okay? I love mother looking after baby because that's the most appropriate thing. Mother looking after the baby. Here, in all of the upacharati, so mother serves her baby, newborn baby. Upacharati. Guru Adin. So who, a person who always serves, satatam upacharati, always serves. That person who serves always is said to be upaste, said to do what? Upaste, meditates, which means the person who serves is said to be meditating. One who serves meditates. Therefore, the word in the place of serving, instead of using the word upacharati, the word upaste is used. The person serves, the person meditates, which means, what does it mean? The person who serves always thinking of the person whom he is serving. Take example, your mother. Mother, her newborn baby, even though she's doing something else, all the time, what should they do next? What should they do next? When the baby is crying or not? To change the nappy, to feed the baby, to do this, all the time thinking. So he does one day, the whole day, she is looking after her baby. The person who serves the guru, morning he cooks the food, afternoon he cooks the food and washes his clothes, or next is what. So this, the person who serves his teacher, serves the king, or the person who, the mother who looks after the baby, there's no time, fixed time, continuously, whether physically they are doing something or not, unforgettably, they entertain the needs associated with the baby, the person who is served. That is why meditation is not something sitting in one place, closing your eyes and then seeing something. Beautiful. Do you see the definition of meditation? What a great meditation it is. One must be thinking of the subject matter of the Shastram, what is discussed always. That is meditation. When a person santatam upacharati, not one day and only once, in a day, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times, 8 times, continuously, he sits for some time, again he gets up and goes. He sits for some time, again he gets up and goes. He sits, again he gets up and goes, which means it is continuous. A mother looking after the newborn baby also is continuous. Continuous. Even then, when she's not doing something for the baby, also she will be thinking of the baby. Oh, he's waking up. He's crying. What is doing? Like that. That's how meditation is constantly, continuously entertaining the thoughts related to subject matter of the Shastram the whole day. Sahacha palam avapnoti upasanasya. That person also enjoys the benefit of such a result. The person who serves the teacher, who serves the guru constantly, continuously, now always being prepared for doing next thing, they never forget. Even they stop the work, they do not forget. Like that, the one who involves oneself in the practice of meditation, that person also will have the benefit. Sahacha phalam apnoti upasanasya. He enjoys the benefit of his focused service. Similarly, the meditator also will enjoy the benefit of meditation. Next, concluding lesson. Page number 120. Atotrapi yayevam veda sandhiyate prajadibihi swargantaihi prajadiphalanyapnoti tyartaha ataha atra api ataha atra atotra. Visarga sandhi, make a note. Visarga preceded by short akara, followed by short akara, which becomes akara, sakara becomes repa, repa becomes u becomes guna sandhi. Atotra, ataha, atra, atotra. Ataha, therefore. Atra api, atra api, here also with regarding this meditation also. Just as a person who serves the teacher with focused attention, the servant who serves the king focused attention definitely gets the benefit of his service with the focused attention. Similarly here, the person yaha evam veda, the person who practices this sanghitopasana also, sandhiyate, is blessed with what? Prajadibihi swargantaihi. So many results, Shankaracharya does not want to talk about them. Praja adibihi. Praja, Vishwisana prajaya pashibhif brahma varchasena nadena. So we did that. Remember? Benefits. He blessed with praja prajani, pashu, cattle wealth, then annam, brahma varchas, etc. Okay, what? Sorga antaihi. Even he'll be blessed with the greatest of the results of upmeditate what? Accomplishment of heaven, etc. Prajadi phalani api apnoti. He attains the worldly benefits as well as heavenly benefits. Okay? Mean drishtam adrishtam. He enjoys the both drishtam phalam as well as adrishtam phalam. He'll enjoy drishtam phalam and adrishtam phalam. He'll be blessed with the progeny, he'll be blessed with brahma varchas, he'll be blessed with the cattle wealth, he'll best be blessed with the heaven, everything. Iti artaha. Iti tritiyanuvaka bhashyam. No homework until page number 120. You have to read. See every word you read. If you have any doubts, you can come back and ask. Homework is over. Now, I finished. So tomorrow, we'll start fresh. Come fresh for the tomorrow's class. Very interesting class. Now why? Tomorrow, the fourth section consists of mantras for japaha and homaha. Mantras meant for repeated chanting and performance of ritual, which we did not do ritual. And what? So, japa mantras are for, consist of prayer for medha. Home mantras consist of prayer for wealth. Japa mantras have prayer for medha. Home mantras consist of prayer for wealth. So the next chapter consists only of prayer mantras. Very important mantras. Don't miss the class. Tell everybody to be present tomorrow. Okay? And we'll do the mantras first. Then we'll also do the... It will take 2-3 days for us to complete. We won't be able to complete one day. So next will be... We'll do the mantras first, then also bhashyam. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.